Dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹跟朋友们
we just need to remind you that today we're still in the month of January.
我仍然要提醒弟兄姊妹们的是今天仍然是一月
The first month of this year.
这是今年的第一个月
So we still have time to adjust ourselves.
我们仍然有时间来调整我们
To gird our loins with truth.
让我们能够更多的宝贝这个真理。
As our brother shared last Lord's Day,
就同我们弟兄上个主日所交通的。
From the Bible, our brother shared how we're going to prepare to embark on this new journey.
就好像圣经上所教导我们，我们如何在这条路上来行走。
God asked Israel to fasten their belt.
神要求以色列人能够束紧腰带
gird their loins with truth
能够用真理来束腰
So ask the Lord that today speak to us from His truth
我们就恳求主从他的真理里面向我们说话
Let's turn to New Testament
我们请翻开新约圣经
Let's read some passages from New Testament
我们从新约圣经我们读 几段主的话
Matthew 6
马太福音第六章
Verse 12
第十二节
Matthew 6 verse 12 And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors
马太福音第六章第十二节免我们的债如同我们免了人的债
Verse 14
第十四节
For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
你们若不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Let's turn to Mark 11.
再请翻开马可福音第十一章
，verse 25，
第二十五节。
Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven.We also forgive you your transgressions.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Let's turn to Romans.
我们再请翻开罗马书。
Chapter 8.
第八章
Verse 32
第三十二节
Romans chapter 8 verse 32 He who did not spare his own son but delivered him over for us all how will he not also with him freely give us all things
罗马书第八章第三十二节神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
Here I'd like to draw your attention to these two words
在这里我想请弟兄姊妹们注意两个字
Freely give
白白的赐给
How will he not also with him freely give us all things
他岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
It's from translated from same word as forgive
这个呢是从饶恕这个同样的一个字所翻译过来的
Now let's turn to Ephesians
我们再翻到以弗所书
Chapter 4
第四章
31 and 32.
31跟32节。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Here he says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
在这里他说要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Here we see the two occurrences of the word forgiving, forgive.
在这里他提到饶恕提到了两次。
And this forgive is the same as Chapter 8, verse 32, we just read, freely give.
这里所说的饶恕，所用的字，就像刚刚我们读罗马书八章第三十二节所说的那个白白的赐给，是同样的字。
Now let's turn to Colossians, please.
我们再翻到哥罗西书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Let's read from verse 12.
我们从第十二节读起。
So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔等忍耐的心。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has complained against someone, against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So here the word forgive.
这里他说到饶恕。
The same word as we saw in Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
他所用的字跟我们刚刚读的罗马书八章三十二节所说的
freely give
白白的赐给是一样的字。
Let's bow have a word of prayer before we start sharing God's word.
在交通之前，我们一同低头有点祷告。
Father, thank you and praise you.
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Because you have given us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus.
因为你把你的独生的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And you open our eyes so we can see him.
你开了我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见他。
And you give grace to receive him.
把我们赐给我们恩典，让我们能够接受他。
Father, we ask you today, this morning.
父，在今天早晨，我们来恳求你。
We pray that you will speak in our heart.
你在我们心里头向我们说话。
Send down your Holy Spirit.
赐下你的圣灵。
Speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵向我们说话。
And everyone here who speaks and he who hears will be all anointed by the same Holy Spirit.
在这里在听的，在讲的都被一个圣灵所感。
And give us faith.
赐给我们信心。
So everyone here will receive power and grace to receive your word enough with the faith.
好叫我们在信心当中，借着他你的赐的能力来接受领受你的话。
And then open our heart.
并且开我们的心。
And put out your words in our heart.
把你的话语倾倒在我们心里。
And so that we can receive your grace through your word.
好叫我们能够借着你的话来领受你的恩典。
Let those who have ear hear what the Holy Spirit says to each one of us.
凡有耳可听的，都能够听见圣灵向教会所说的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主的名，阿门。
I would like to share the subject of forgiveness.
我仍然想来交通饶恕这个题目。
I remember the last time when we shared together here that we shared about God's love.
上次我们在这里交通的时候，我们交通到神的爱。
And we see from God's word, the testimony of God's love is so sure.
从神的话中，我们看见，神的见证他的爱是何等样的真实。
But so is God's forgiveness.
同样，神的饶恕也是一样的真实。
Because without forgiveness, we cannot truly love a person.
因为如果没有宽恕的话，我们没有办法真实的爱一个人。
How can you love another who hurt you without forgive?
你如何能够真实爱彼此相爱？如果别人伤害你的话
，You cannot love that person unless you forgive that person first.
除非你先宽恕了那个人，否则你没有办法爱他。
God says, "Love your enemy."
神说要爱你的敌人。
You hurt in the past, love your neighbor, but hate your enemies.
你在过去曾经听说要爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
But Lord Jesus says, "But now I say to you."
但是主耶稣说，现在我对你们说
，Love your enemy.
要爱你的仇敌。
Now I ask you this question.
我来问你这个问题。
If you don't forgive first, how can you love?
如果你不饶恕的话，你如何能够爱呢
？Now, let alone brothers and sisters today.
更不要说今天在我们弟兄姊妹当中。
All those who hurt us.
那些曾经伤害过我们的人。
All those who harmed us.
他们曾经使我们受到伤害。
Most likely of our brothers and sisters in the church.
可能是那些在教会当中的弟兄姊妹。
Or your husband or your wife.
或者是你的先生，或者是你的太太。
Or your parents, or your children.
或者是你的父母，或者是你的儿女。
Without forgiveness.
如果没有饶恕的话。
Without forgiving.
如果没有来宽恕人。
We cannot love them.
我们没有办法爱他们。
So I'd like to share again this message of forgiveness.
所以我想再来这次交通这个饶恕的信息。
Through God's grace, we all learn together.
借着神的恩典，我们一同来学习。
This is a journey.
这实在是一条要走的路。
This is a long journey we need to learn to walk.
我们呢实在是在这条路上很长的一段路，我们需要来学习。
To learn how to forgive.
来学习如何来宽恕。
And so I'd like to consider this in the four aspects.
所以我想再来思想这个题目，从一个更广的角度来思想。
And we know that God, Lord Jesus, God says that in the 1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书第一章第九节，神这么说。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们认自己的罪，
God is faithful and just.
神是信实的，是公义的。
To forgive our sins,
必要赦免我们的罪。
And cleanse us.From all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
So as long as we receive grace to confess to the Lord, to God.
一旦我们借着恩典来向主耶稣、向神、向着主承认我们的罪的时候，
God will forgive us.
神要赦免我们。
Because God already prepared the forgiveness for us.
因为神已经为我们预备了一个赦免。
God is.In Christ already forgiven us.
神在基督里已经赦免我们了。
As long as we confess our sins,
只要我们能认自己的罪，
God will tell us that not only our sins will be forgiven.
神告诉我们说，不但我们的罪要得了赦免，
but He will tell us that our sins have already been forgiven.
他还告诉我们说，我们的罪已经蒙了赦免了。
Whenever we confess our sins,
一旦我们认自己的罪，
very strange thing happened, wonderful thing happened.
就有一件非常稀奇、非常宝贝的事情要发生了。
You hear God said, "My son, my daughter, your sins already forgiven."
神，你要听见神向我们说，我的儿女啊，你的罪已经赦免了。
If you look at Old Testament in the life of David,
如果你读在旧约关于大卫的那个圣经的话，
He committed very serious sin.
他呢犯了一个非常严重的罪。
He committed adultery.
他犯了奸淫。
And he committed a murder.
他同时犯了谋杀的罪。
And then at that day that when God sent the prophet to speak to him.
那么神呢就差遣先知向他说话。
And David because through the prophet, he realized that how awful he committed this sin.
借着先知所说的话，大卫发现他所犯的罪是何等样的严重。
What a serious sin that he committed against God.
他所犯的罪，让得罪神是多么的厉害。
And David immediately says, "Oh, I sinned."
大卫立刻就说，我犯了罪。
But you remember what Prophet Nathan said.
你记得先知拿单怎么说呢？
Now let's turn to the Bible. I'd like you to see it with your own eyes.
我们来翻开那段圣经。
Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下，我盼望你能够自己来读到这段话。
Verse 12, chapter 12.
第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
第十二章第十三节。
Then David said to Nathan, Nathan is a prophet.
大卫对拿单说，拿单是我先知。
I have sinned against the Lord.
我得罪耶和华了。
And Nathan said to David,
拿单对大卫说，
The Lord also has taken away your sin.
耶和华已经除掉你的罪。
The Lord has already forgiven you.
这个耶和华已经赦免你了。
So here is a wonderful verse that in the Bible.
这实在是一位非常宝贝的一段话。
That if we confess our sins,
如果我们认自己的罪，
Lord will definitely forgive our sins.
神他必定要赦免我们的罪。
And this is an encouragement for all of us.
这实在是对我们每一个人都是何等大的鼓励。
To confess our sins before the Lord.
让我们能够在主面前认我们自己的罪。
If the Holy Spirit reveal our sins in our life.
如果圣灵在我们里头显明我们里面所犯的罪。
If we refuse to confess.
如果我们拒绝来认罪的话。
Refuse to deal with it.
我们拒绝来对付这样的话。
David said in another psalm, there's a burning fire in the bones.
那个就好像大卫在另一首诗篇里面所说的，好像有火在我骨头里面燃烧一样。
So he had to confess his sin.
所以他必须要认他自己的罪。
Because if we refuse to confess, then we walk in darkness.
因为如果我们拒绝认罪的话，我们就在黑暗当中行。
So let's, brothers and sisters, let's encourage each other.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们彼此的勉励。
That if Holy Spirit reveals sins in our life,
如果圣灵在我们生命当中显明我们的罪的时候，
We ask the Lord give us grace to confess.
我们求神给我们恩典，让我们能够认罪。
If God reveals to us in our heart that we sin against our brothers and sisters,
如果神在我们心中显明，让我们认识我们得罪了弟兄姊妹。
We sin against our wife.
如果我们得罪了自己的太太。
Or husband.
或者是我们的先生
or children, or parents, or friends,
或者是我们的儿女我们的父母我们的朋友们
let each one of us receive grace to confess
让我们每个人都能够有那个恩典能够来认这个罪
now this is our first aspect about forgiveness
所以这是呢关于赦免的第一个方面
if we confess our sins he's faithful and righteous
如果我们认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的
He'll forgive us our sins.
他会赦免我们一切的罪。
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
要赦免我们一切的不义。
The second aspect we'd like to share.
在第二个方面，我想要来教分享的。
Is in the Luke.
是在路加福音。
Luke is very interesting.
路加所记载的非常的有趣。
He was saying that when you see a brother sin.
他说如果你看见一个弟兄犯罪的时候
And if he repents,
如果他悔改了
And we should forgive them.
我们就要赦免他
Let's turn to Luke.
让我们翻开路加福音。
Luke 17.
第十七章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him.
你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。
And if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him.
倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转说，我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
And if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him.
如果他一天七次得罪你，有七次回转说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
Now here, forgive him is the emphasis.
在这里呢，它的重点呢是说到要饶恕。
So some translations say, you must forgive him.
所以呢，有些翻译他说你必须要饶恕。
Francis, how hard it is.
弟兄姊妹，这是如何的困难呢？
A person give you a look seven times a day.
如果那个有人呢，他给你一个异样的眼光，或者是得罪了你的一天七次得罪你呢？
Or especially couples that when you fight, that he did the same thing or she did the same thing seven times a day.
有时候是在夫妻之间，有时候太太呢，她一天七次这么做了。
If she come to you say sorry seven times, would you really able to forgive that person?
如果她七次来到你的面前跟你说我错了，你愿意饶恕她吗？
We will say, why do you do it again and again?
你们会说你为什么一错再错呢？
So, the emphasis is that we must forgive.
在 这里的重点呢，他是说我们必须要饶恕。
If a person comes back to us repent, then we must forgive.
如果我们有人回到我的面前说他那个认罪了，他错了，我们必须要饶恕。
So let's learn this lesson.
所以让我们学习这个功课。
We need to have a grace of God to forgive a person who sinned against us seven times in a day.
我们实在是需要领受从神来的恩典。能够饶恕一天七次饶恕那个得罪我们的人。
You know, Lord Jesus says, in Matthew, it's not just seven times.
你知道主在马太福音里面说的不只是七次。
It is 70 times seven.
它是七十个七次。
Now we all have teenagers. A lot of us have teenagers.
我们当中有很多人都有青少年的孩子。
I'm thinking that.If they can drive cars, they love drive cars.
譬如说他们开车，他们实在是喜欢开车。
Say they have accidents seven times a day.
如果他们一天发生七次的车祸。
And every time they say,oh, I'm so sorry, Dad.
他每一次他都说对不起啊，爸爸对不起。
First time the left signal light was broken.
第一次呢是因为左边的灯坏了。
Second time, the right side.
第二次呢是右边的灯。
Third time is bumper。
第三次呢是那个那个前面那个。
Fifth time is a door, right passenger door。
第五次呢在那个这车门给撞坏了。
Seven days, seven times they have accident。
他们这个出了七次的车祸。
Now your new car become like basically a junkie car。
你的。这个一个新车就看起来像个破车似的。
But they come to you say, Daddy, Mom, I'm sorry.
如果他来到你的面前说，爸爸妈妈，我错了，对不起。
Are you able to forgive?
你能够饶恕吗
？Without go very mad.
并不没有发很大的脾气。
And this is the thing that Lord Jesus wants us to learn.
这实在是我们的主耶稣要我们所学的。
To forgive, you must forgive.
你必须要饶恕。
And let's turn to a third aspect of forgiveness.
我们再来看饶恕的第三个方面。
Before we move on, just make sure that the second point is very clear. Is that when people repent, we must forgive.
在我们在继续交通的时候，我们要记得在第二点，他是说到如果有个人他懊悔了，我们必须要饶恕。
Sometimes we think that if people, I'm waiting for people to say they're sorry and so I can repent, I can forgive them.
我们呢有的时候我们里面说我们是愿意来饶恕。
But later on we'll show you, prove to you, if you don't if you're not, you haven't forgive him already, then it's not possible for you to forgive when they say, when they repent.
如果我们不是已经饶恕他们的话，当他们说我懊悔了，我错了，我们是在里头是没有办法来饶恕人的。
How can you in such anger and all of a sudden you turn the switch that I forgive you?
在我们正在暴怒的这情况之下，我们怎么一下子就转了弯说我饶恕你呢？
So let's move on to the third aspect.
所以我们来看第三个方面。
That's the focus. Third and fourth aspect is our focus.
那么第三点跟第四点呢，是我们今天所要来注意的。
The third aspect is what if I sin against other brothers and sisters?
第三点呢是如果我得罪了其他的弟兄姊妹呢？
And fourth point will be that what if that person does not repent?
如果第四点呢是如果那一位得罪我的人他不悔改呢？
What if that people who harm us, hurt us, do not repent?
如果那个得罪我们的人他不愿意懊悔呢？
So let's turn to this third aspect.
我们先来看第三点。
What if the person who sinned is ourselves, is me?
如果那个犯错那个人就是我自己的话呢？
AndBible tells us that we need to confess our sins.
圣经告诉我们说，我们必须要认自己的罪。
In James, it says, therefore we should confess to one another.
所以雅各书告诉我们说，我们要彼此认罪。
We confess our sins to one another.
那我们在别人的面前认我们自己的罪。
And when Holy Spirit revealed that the sin that we committed against our brothers and sisters or against our family members.
如果圣灵宝贵师他在我们里头显明我们实在是犯做错事得罪别人或者得罪我们家人的时候
And we need to ask the Lord the grace to forgive
我们实在
to confess
我们实在是需要恳求主呢赐给我们恩典让我们能够认罪
And this is a very powerful grace that Christians have
这实在是基督徒所有的非常有能力的一个恩典
And confession also is very interesting.
那么认罪这件事情呢，是也非常值得我们注意的。
When you confess, the will become that the mutually a mutual confession.
所以当我们在认罪的时候呢，实在是说到是彼此的认罪。
Because say our brother I sinned against our brother Xie here.
譬如说呢，我得罪了谢弟兄。
And Holy Spirit revealed to me that I say something that got him very mad.
圣灵在我里面启示一个告诉我呢，说我说了一些话呢，使得他非常的生气。
So I came to Brother Xie. Brother Xie, sorry, I shouldn't have called you a hypocrite.
那我就来到谢弟兄面前跟他说谢弟兄我是对不起我实在不该说你是假冒伪善
and our brother would say you know what you know just it doesn't matter you know because I should not raise my voice in the first place
那个我的弟兄会说实在是没有关系因为我实在不该先说话那么大声的
and so you know when you have the grace to confess, you see the grace of God usually already in that person as well.
所以我们你发觉呢，当我们有神的恩典能够来认罪的时候，你发觉神的恩典已经在对方的心里了。
And Lord Jesus says that when you bring gift to the altar,
所以主耶稣说呢，如果当你们带着礼物来到祭坛面前的时候
，and there you remember that your brother has something against you.
在那里呢，你这个想起了你得罪你的弟兄
and that something against you is means that maybe he holds a bitterness against you or complaints against you
那你的意思好像是就说可能呢你的弟兄啊在里头对你有一些苦毒的想法在那个对你有一些不满
and then you should leave the gift there before the altar and go first reconcile with the brother
那么你就必须要先把礼物放下来放在祭台前先跟你的弟兄和好
And I think it's very true in our Christian life.
我想在基督徒的生命当中，这实在是非常真实的。
When you want to go to the Lord, pray or meditation or for devotion.
当你要来到主面前，要祷告，要默想，要有一些那个在灵修的时候。
Through my own experience, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit will reveal the sins that you committed against your wife.
在我自己的经历里面呢，圣灵保惠师呢，就常常。显明我在什么地方得罪了我的太太
or your bond sisters
或者是得罪了弟兄姊妹们
every time I have to say sorry to my wife
所以我就必须每一次这样子情形有的时候我就必须向我的太太道歉
so I've been married for like 23 years
我如今已经结婚23年了
every time we have arguments among ourselves with my wife it is me always say sorry
在我们那这许多的争执当中呢我记得每一次都是我来到我的姊妹面前说对不起
it doesn't mean that I've been always wrong
并不是说每一次都是我错了
but it just means the Holy Spirit always find faults even you win the argumentBut you have a problem with your attitude. You have a problem with your tone. You have a problem with your language. So always you can find a fault. In the Holy Spirit's this magnifying glass, see my life.
虽然有的时候可能我们会在争执当中呢我讲赢了但是呢我可能呢我在说话的语气说话的态度里面所用的言语这里面总是呢是有错的地方圣灵总是在我的好像是一个放大镜一样的把我里面的真实情形显露出来
I cannot go on meditating I cannot go on devotion unless I first reconcile with my wife
我没有办法继续在默想在祷告在灵修如果我不先跟我的姊妹和好的话
Dear Bonses this grace is very powerful grace in our life
弟兄姊妹们这个恩典呢在我们生命当中实在是非常有能力的恩典
I remember that once that after I got saved
记得当我刚刚得救的时候
I have this burning desire to share the gospel with my families
在我里面呢有那个燃烧起来的那个渴望呢能够跟我的家人能够分享的那个福音
at the time financially we're not that established yet
在那个时候呢我们的财务状况并不是很好
it's not like today in every case goes back to homeland and, every semester we says every summer vacation
不像现今的一些学生们他们在放假的时候暑假寒假他们都可以那个回到那回家去探亲去
back then it's not uncommon to see a person they cannot go back home to visit their family once in 10 years
在那个时候呢如果看见一个人他必须他十年之内才能够回家探亲一次但那并不是很不寻常的
So I just want to grab all the possibility and opportunity to go back home and to share gospel with my family with my parents with my siblings
所以我想是用着每一样的机会当我回去的时候呢都能够跟我的家人跟我的兄弟姐妹们能够分享这个福音
finally I got home and I shared the gospel with my parents with my siblings
终于呢我回到家了这时候我跟我的父母跟我的弟兄姊妹们传福音
first very, very easy the first convert will be my mom.
那么第一次的第一个这个最容易的这个工作呢是我的母亲。
My mom said, whatever my son believes, I believe.
我妈说呢，我儿子信什么我就信什么。
And this and she's truly believed because later on in her life this fruits of this true faith in her life.
她实在是真实信的，因为在她以后的生命当中的时候，我们可以看见那个生命的果子。
But it's not so easy with my siblings. The first week, I tried to share, argue with the truth, and present the gospel with the, you know, as a truth, and but they always have some lot of questions. They cannot believe.
那么第一个礼拜的时候呢，我是跟他们讲许多的真理，在这个说传了很多的福音，但是他们总是能够找到许许多的原因，他们不能相信。
And then, you know, first, you know, if you go back home, the first week, you know, they treat you as a guest.
你知道，在当你回家探亲的时候，第一个礼拜呢，他们是在把你当做客人。
They are very forbearing.
他们呢是非常的忍耐。
I give you a lot of space.
给你很多的空间。But
second week.
第二个礼拜呢。
Now they treat you as one of their own.
这时候呢，他把你当做他们中间的一份子了。Expectation
now is you know is the high now.
这时候他们对你要求就高了。So
now we become relaxed and start to talk, and then now I had an argument with my second elder sister.
那我们就开始有一些交通，有一些争执。这时候开始跟我的二姐有些这个交谈。
And we will not be so careful when we talk.
在我们在谈话的时候呢，我们就不再那么样子的细心了，仔细了。
And we have this very sharp argument with my sister.
我就跟我的姐姐呢有一个非常尖锐的那个讨论。
And afterwards, I was thinking that what did I do?
在那之后呢，说我会说我到底做了什么呢？
I try to present the gospel to be a good Christian and present gospel to them for them to believe.
我是为了向他们传福音的，让他们看见一个好的基督徒的生活，让他们能够相信。
Now I argue and fight with her with the you know little thing as you know that you know how do you do the family finance? So you know I was so upset.
但是呢，我却在一些很小的事情上，如果像家庭的那个财务方面的话，这个跟他有极这么大的争执，那所以我里头非常的沮丧。
And then I think the Holy Spirit asked me to say to say sorry to her.
那么那时候呢，圣灵在我里面呢催促我向他道歉。
So I went to my sister.
所以我就到了我的姐姐面前。
I said, sister, I'm very sorry.
说姐姐，我都非常抱歉。
I should not shouldn't have said what I've just said.
我实在不该说那些我所说过的话。
And then you know, I just said that, and you know, it's you know, it's, we just went about business.
那个我说完之后呢，我们仍然过那个日常生活。
But I didn't realize that what impact that has on my sisters.
我没有留意到这件事情在我姐姐身上所产生的影响。
I have three sisters, one brother.
我有三个姐妹，一个兄弟。
And I'm younger than the three sisters.
我比这三个姐姐呢都小。
And the impact that they had was that they could not believe the brother they saw growing up, always dominant, always get everything from the family, always never be grateful, you know. And the brother they saw, they think that it's impossible for their brother to admit his wrong.
他们不太能够接受相信他们从小看到长大的一个弟弟，从来一向都是非常的自大，他很一向都是什么都要抓的，什么都是那个非常有主见的，居然会认错。
They always thought that I was very much spoiled by my parents.
他们总是认为呢，我们是我呢是被父母所这个溺爱惯了。
And when they saw first time that I apologized to my sister.
当他们看见我第一次向我们的姐姐们道歉的时候,
they saw the power of gospel.
他们呢就看见福音的能力。
And later, my sister told me.
事后呢，我的姐姐告诉我,
that they are so shocked.
他们呢实在是非常的震惊啊。
And so my third sister went back to Japan.
那所以我第三个姐姐她回到日本的时候，
and she bought herself a Bible.
她就呢自己买了一本圣经。
And she you know my sister is very she did very poor in school. She did not like read books.
我姐姐呢在学校功课并不是很好，所以她不是很喜欢读书的。
And not even novels. I don't think she liked that either.
甚至连小说他都不喜欢读。
She likes to cook.
他喜欢这个烧饭。
She likes friends, hang around with the friends.
他喜欢跟朋友们在一起。
But it was so shocking to me that she would buy herself a Bible and start to study, read Bible.
那么对我来讲呢，是非常惊奇的一件事情，她居然去买了一本圣经，她开始读圣经了。
It's not because how eloquent I was presented the truth.
那实在不是我是如何的那个优美的来传这个主的福音，主的真理。
But it is because the grace of God.In our life to confess our sins.
实在是因为神的恩典呢，在我的生命里头能够认这样的罪。
It's powerful grace.
实在是非常有能力的恩典。
And I use another example of our brother Ni.
我想再用这个尼托森弟兄呢的一个例子。
How he was converted to Christian.
他呢是如何变成一个基督徒的。
And we know that Watchman Ni was very smart, very intelligent.But he was also, you know, the troublemaker in the house.
And 我知道那个李弟兄啊，他是非常的聪明啊，非常的那个敏捷，那个但是呢，他在家里头呢，常常制造一些问题。
So one day, so you know, when his mom was very strong-willed woman.
你知道他的母亲呢是非常这个意志力非常强的一个妇人。
You can see that from biology of Watchman Nee, the way he referred to his mom.
我们从尼迪兄的传记里面呢就可以认识他的母亲。
So whenever her mom finds some problem at home, she can blame on Watchman Nee, and 99% of the time it's right. It's because it's caused by Watchman Nee.
每一次呢他在家里头发觉做了一些错事的时候呢他总是这个责备尼弟兄因为呢这个99%呢都是他做的
But there's one instance that some very precious vase I think it was broken
但是就是有一次有一个非常宝贝的一个花瓶呢这个摔碎了
And Watchman Nee didn't do it
那么尼弟兄并没有并没有做这件事。
But his mom refused to listen to his reason, his explanation, so insist that it is Watchman Nee who did it.
他的母亲呢，并没有听他的一切的这个申诉啊，这个他的辩解。那么就是坚持呢，这是尼托神做的。
And so she beat him up.
所以呢，他就责打他。
And that created deep bitterness.In his heart toward his mom.
所以呢，他在他的心里头呢，就产生了非常大的苦毒，对着他的母亲。
You know the Watchman Nee, from his biography, from his ministry. You know he's very strong-willed person as well.
从他的传记里面，我们知道尼托神他也是非常这个意志力非常强的人。
So once he hold that bitterness, he will not let go.
他一旦里面有那个苦毒的时候呢，他不容易让那个苦毒这个散那个消去的。
But one day that there was a gospel outreach meeting.
但是有一天呢，有个传福音的聚会。
And his mom was invited.
他的母亲呢被邀请去了。
And that night, her mom heard the gospel.
那天晚上呢，他母亲听见了福音。
And she repented of her sins.
那么他就为他自己所犯的罪认罪了。
And she became a believer.
那么她就变成一个信主的人。
And first thing she came home, or first thing she did was.
那么她回到家做的第一件事情。
She apologized to her son.
她对她的儿子说道歉。
I mean, this is that was 100 years ago almost, that for Chinese parents, to apologize to the children, that's unheard of.
那么在将近100年以前的中国呢一个父母向一个孩子们道歉呢，是从来闻所未闻的。
It's like you just had the earthquake.
就好像是一个大地震似的。
It's more powerful than a atomic bomb.
比一个原子弹还来的威力啊。
You have to think of in that context that his mom apologized to his son.
你要记得在那个情形之下，是他的母亲那个向他的儿子说道歉的话。
And this So Watchman Nee now, because he was so shocked.
那么尼托森那时候是如此的惊奇啊。
He said, "I gotta hear this gospel."
所以呢，我必须要来听这个福音。
this what kind of gospel message is that that can turn my mom around?
这到底是什么样的这个福音的信息呢，使我的母亲有这么大的改变？
You know the rest of the story.
你知道这个是余下的故事。
He was converted to be a Christian as well.
所以他也呢，成为一个基督徒了。
See the power of confession.
是你看见了这个认罪所带来的能力。
So, may this year that each one of us learn together this grace of confession.
那个巴伯德这一年呢，我们彼此来学习啊，这个认罪的里面的恩典。
If Holy Spirit reveals in our heart that we sin against brothers, sisters, our parents, our children, our spouse.
如果圣灵在我里面显明我们实在是得罪了弟兄姊妹们，得罪了我们的儿女、父母、我们的配偶。
Let's pray to receive the grace to confess.
真是让我们祷告，让我们能够接受这样的恩典呢，我们能够认罪。
And the fourth aspect of this forgiveness is.
那么关于赦罪的第四个方面呢？
Is that what if the person who hurts you, harms you, does not repent?
就是呢，如果这一位他得罪你，他伤害过你的人呢，他不肯悔改呢？
I just saw on the internet that the Chinese says, you know, we should never forgive Japanese for what they've done in
19。那么我在最近呢，在那个网络上呢，看见一个消息呢，是中国人说呢，我们对于日本人在南京所做的事情呢，我们是永远都不能够赦免的。What
they've done to China?
他们对于中国所做的事情。
They never ever admitted the wrong.
他们从来不承认自己的错。
Even until now.
直到现在都是这样。
What if the person who hurt us, harms us, does not repent?
所以呢，如果一个人他伤害了我们，得罪了我们，他不肯悔改，我们怎么办呢？
Do we still need to forgive?
我们仍然需要来赦免吗？
In the Bible, there's a in New Testament, there's a two words. They are translated into the word forgive.
那么在新约圣经里面的原文中有两个字呢，它的翻译成为宽饶恕。
A first word that root meaning is the send away.
那么第一个字呢，它的字根的意思呢，就是把这个人差遣，打发走。
Let go.
让这件事情就这么去了。
So this word, based on the context. It's translated as allowed, let go, let loose, and forgive.
那么这个字呢，就根据上下文呢，有的时候就翻译成就允许，让他去了，也说也翻成这个宽恕。
NASB in one time it translated as a divorce.
那么在 美国版标准圣经的翻译本呢，它有一次呢，它翻成那个离异离婚。
Because they all carry the similar concept.
因为呢，他们都有同样的那个意义。
But most of the time, this word is translated as forgive.
那么 forgiveness. 大部分的时候呢，这个字的翻译呢，都翻成饶恕。
And there's another word.
但是还有另外一个字。
And this word. Is derived from the word grace.
那么这个字呢，是从恩典里面这个引出来的。
It actually is a verb form of grace.
那实在是那个恩典这个字的一个动词的一个形态。
We know that the grace is a noun.
你知道恩典呢，本身它是一个名词。
But what is the grace verb form of grace? If you ask yourself, have you asked yourself what is the verb form of grace?
你有没有问过你自己呢？这个如果这恩典它是在一个动词的形态的话，它是什么样的情形呢？
And this word is a verb form of the grace.
那这个字呢是这个恩典呢，它这个动词的形态。
So sometimes people say this is the act of grace.
所以呢，有时候人说呢，这个是这个恩典所带出来的作为。
Or acting in grace.
是或者是说呢，在恩典里面来行事。
It is used 23 times in the New Testament.
那么在新约里面，他用了23次。
It's very interesting that only Paul and his very close friend and co-worker Luke used this word.
非常值得我们注意的呢，是只有保罗和他的那个亲密的同工路加用这个字。
Matthew never used that word.
马太从来没有用这个字。
Mark never used that.
马可也没用过。
John never used that.
约翰也没用过。
James never used that.
雅各也从来没有用过。
The only Paul and his very close friend who eat together, who work together, who suffer together, everything they do together, and they use this word, forgiveness.
那么只有保罗和他那个亲密的同工，他们一同在一起吃喝，在一起工作，他们在一起生活，在一起行走服侍，他们呢是他们用到这个字，这个那个饶恕的字。
And this word translated in English Bible as give.
那么这个字在英文的翻译里头呢，它翻成给。
Or freely give,
或者是白白的给,
as we see in the Romans 8 verse 32,
就好像我们在罗马书第八章第三十二节所看到的,
and most of the time is forgive.
那么那大部分的时候呢都翻成这个饶恕。
And Luke used 7 times.
那么马可用了七次。
Luke.
那个路加用了七次。
And Paul used rest of 16 times.
那么保罗呢用了剩下的16次。
And when he used forgiveness, he used 10 times this word as forgiveness.
那么他在用这个字的时候，其中有十次呢是翻译成饶恕。
And the rest of them, you know, translated as give, a free gift, as we see in Romans.
那么其他的地方呢，他就都被翻成给或者白白的给，像在罗马书我们看到的一样。
And this word clearly tells us one thing about forgiveness.
那么这个字呢，很清楚的告诉我们什么是饶恕。
Forgiveness is a grace.
那么饶恕呢是一个恩典。
It is done to a person who does not deserve the forgiveness.
那么是呢，坐在一个人他是不配得这个饶恕的人身上的。
And so this word tells us that when God revealed the truth to Paul.Paul knew this forgiveness of the Lord.
那么这个字告诉我们呢，说当神把这个字启示在保罗身上的时候呢，保罗他看这个字呢，是那个在真实的意义是什么
？And it is freely to forgive those who offend us.
那是就是呢，要对那些得罪我们的人呢，是白白的赦免。
Even though they don't repent.
就算是他们不悔改。
As the story that I told you that before.
就好像我告诉你我说我在之前告诉你的那个故事一样。
Lord Jesus says, "Love your enemy."
那么的主说呢，要爱你的仇敌。
How can you love your enemy who's hurting you without first forgiving?
你如何能够饶恕一个他这个伤害过你的仇敌呢？
If you don't forgive first, you cannot love.
如果你不先饶恕他的话呢，你没有办法爱他。
And so we see that this word in Paul's his own life story, we can see why Paul used this word forgiveness.
那么在保罗他自己的生活生命当中呢，我们就看见他为什么会用这个字。
He was a persecutor of the church.
他呢曾经是逼迫教会的。
He sentenced Christians to death.
他呢，甚至呢，那个把这基督徒啊置于死地。
And he's the one who does not deserve forgiveness from the Lord.
他呢，实在是那一位呢不配得从主那里来得到赦免的人。
But Lord came to him.
但是主呢引导他。
Lord came to him to save him.
主呢来领导他呢来在拯救他
to forgive him
来赦免他
and to use him as his vessel
那甚至来使用他成为他的器皿
so Paul in his personal experience he know that the forgiveness has to be free grace
所以呢保罗呢在他自己个人的经历里头呢他知道这个赦免呢实在是必须是一个白白的礼物
he didn't come to the Lord ask for forgiveness repent
他并没有来到主的面前呢，他要求这个主他自己悔改，要求主的赦免。
Instead, he was continued on the path to persecute Christians.
反而呢, 他正是在要去这个, 逼迫圣徒的那个路上,
on the way to Damascus.
在去大马路的那个,
we know that this Lord came to him first.
那是主呢,
and so, in this example, we see that the forgiveness is more than just based on condition on the repentance.
所以呢,我们看见呢, 饶恕这个字呢, 实在不是根据于这个, 要先悔改这个条件。
There's a professor who is called Robert Enright.
那么有一个, 教授呢, 他叫, 他叫做 Robert Enright.
From University of Wisconsin Madison.
他是在, 那个 Madison, 那个这个, Wisconsin 州的大学的一个教授。
Now he's called the father of forgiveness research.
那么他被称为呢, 有关于饶恕的这个研究之父。
Because he studied this field in psychology to study the forgiveness, the impact and the effect of forgiveness.
因为他在那个心理学里头呢, 他开始有这个研究是关于这个饶恕这件事情所带给人的影响。
And he is Christian.
他是个基督徒。
He get this topic from through the prayer.
那么他是在祷告当中的时候得到这个题目。
One of his PhD graduate students asked him for this subject for the PhD dissertation.
那么有一个, 他这个, 博士, 做博士论文的一个学生呢, 问他这个将来要做博士论文的一个题目。
And he was praying on the way to a university.
那么他是在去那个, 学校的路上他祷告。
And suddenly, this very clear, the word forgiveness came in his mind.
那么就非常清楚的那个这个饶恕这个字呢, 就, 放在他的里面。
Of course, he's because for professor, he has to approach it with a scientific method.
当然他是因为他是教授的, 是他必须呢, 用科学的角度来对待这个题目。
So they spent 2 years just define what forgiveness is.
所以呢,他们花了2年的时间来给这个饶恕下个定义。
He had all these graduate students there, you know, from all over different world, Muslim, Chinese, Korean, and you know, all this class, and they tried to define what forgiveness is.
所以在一个教室里头呢, 有许多这个, 研究生啊, 他们来自世界各地的各种不同的背景的, 有回教的, 有这个, 有中国的, 有韩国的, 他们就一起来, 这个讨论什么叫做饶恕?
So they spent 2 years trying to define what forgiveness is.
他们花了2年的时间呢, 来给这个饶恕下个定义。
I think because this professor is Christian.
我想是因为这个, 这个教授是个基督徒的缘故。
And he is greatly influenced by what Bible says about forgiveness.
而且他实在是受的圣经里面关于饶恕所下的定义是一个非常大的影响。
Even it looks like you know, this conclusion from this all the discussion, but I think that he has great influence to derive to that conclusion.
那么, 虽然呢,这个, 这个结论呢是在一个课堂里面大家讨论出来的，但是我想呢，他对于他被这个圣经里面对于这个饶恕的认识，他一定是有很大对他很大的影响的。
And they're saying what is not. First is that what forgives is not.
所以他们先来做一件事，来讨论到底什么不是，什么样的事情不是饶恕。
Forgiveness is not condoning.
那么。 饶恕呢这件事呢, 不是一个特色。
Condoning means that if you're wrong, we just say, it's not wrong. You know, just condone is that seems like, you know, just cover up the sin.
那么特色呢就是说，特色就是说，不管你做了什么事情呢, 我们就说算了, 我们把这些掩盖起来, 我们不要不管它了, 我们就这个, 原谅。
Forgiveness is not forgetting.
那么 饶恕呢也不是说把它忘了。
Sometimes we forget about it, and then, and then suddenly I remember. Whoa, you said this to me the other day, and I'm still mad.
有的时候呢，我们呢是就算了，我们那个把它忘了吧，不管它了。但是过两天呢，突然又想起来了，时候开始对这个得罪我们的人又开始非常生气了。
So forgiving is not forgetting.
所以呢，那个 饶恕呢不是就把它忘了算了。
And forgive is not It's not reconciling.
那么饶恕呢，也不是说把他们中间做和好了。
Because reconciling involves forgiveness, but it's not reconciling itself.
那么使别人和好呢，当然是包括了里头，包括了饶恕，但是呢，和好这件事情并不是饶恕的本身。
And he said, they're saying that forgiveness actually is what? It is that the victim of this offense, the victim that they let go their pain or reduce their pain and be good to the offender.
那么他们说呢，是饶恕呢，是那个这件事情的受害者啊，他们呢，让他们所受的一些苦毒啊，让他去了，同时呢，里头呢，从里面呢，愿意来宽恕得罪他的人。
The second part is very important. Be good to those offenders who are not deserving.
那么这句话的第二。 他的定义的第二个部分是非常重要的，就是对于那些得罪他的人呢，那个要善待他们。You
know that couple maybe years ago that there's a someone came to the Amish country and killed students over there.
那么在几年前发生过一件事情，在那个Amish这些这个百姓当中呢，有人带着枪杀死了一些学生们。
That killer. Let go adults and some of boys, but he bound up 10 girls and shot all of them, and 5 of them died.
那么这个人呢，枪击者呢，他让大人都走了，也让小孩、让男孩子都走了，他只是把10个女孩子留下来，然后把他们一个一个都射杀了，其中5个人呢，后都死了。
And this incident shocked the world.
那么这件事情呢，实在是使整个世界震惊啊。
But this Amish community are willing to forgive the killer.
但是呢，这个 Amish 的这个他们的这些人呢，他们里头愿意来饶恕这个枪击者。Not
only forgive, and they actually they show up at the killer's funeral.
那么不但是他们饶恕他呢，就在这个死者啊，这个枪击者他的丧礼上面呢，他们也出席了。
And at the time, I was puzzled by their action.
在那个时候呢，我对他们所做的事情呢，非常的困惑。I
said, "Where is justice?"
我说呢，公义在何一何在啊
？And then I start to study the word "this forgiveness" in the Bible.
那么我就开始呢，那个来研读在圣经上面所说的关于饶恕的这个字。They
truly know what forgiveness is.
他们实在是明白什么是这个饶恕的真意。And
this story that when I first believed as a Christian, that impact my life.
那个我刚刚所交通过的，我刚刚信主之后，所有的那个经历呢，实在是对我个人的生活、生命的有很大的影响。
It's about that you know that the captain who led attack plane to attack the Pearl Harbor.
就好像呢，有一个那个军队的队长呢，他这个率领军队呢，在偷袭珍珠港。And
yeah, he says a Japanese name. I don't know how to pronounce it.
他是一个这个日本的军官，我不知道怎么样读他的拼他的名字。And
this captain became a national hero in Japan.
那么这个军官呢，他后来在 日本全国呢，成为一个英雄。Because
he led the attack plane to attack Pearl Harbor.
因为呢，他那个率领那个攻击机呢，去攻击这个偷袭珍珠港。And
but after the World War II was over, and he was depressed. And the story was that he later became Christian.
那么在二次大战之后呢，那么他这个人呢，开始有一些那个。 这些低潮低层呢，那么重要的是他后来成为一个基督徒了。
Because there was a tribunal for this war crime, and he was summoned to appear in the court.
因为呢，在那时候呢，这个他们都要开始审判这些战犯了。 那么他也被招到庭上去了。
As he got off the train and someone handed him a pamphlet, gospel pamphlet.
那么他从火车上下来的时候呢，有人递给他一张福音单张。
And that pamphlet says, "I'm the prisoner of Japan."
这张单张上面说呢，我是日军的一个俘虏。
It talked about a pilot, American pilot.
他说到一个美军的这个飞行员。
During the World War II, they tried to bomb the Japan.
在第二次大战的时候呢，他们试着要轰炸日本。
And he was captured as a prisoner.
那么，但是他就被俘了，当作是一个战俘。
And at the time, you know, the Japanese treated the prisoners very harshly and cruelly.
在那个时候呢，日本对待战俘呢是非常残酷的。
So the American prisoners, they are very hateful for these captors.
那么所以这些被掳的这些美军呢，对他们俘虏他们这些人呢，他里头是充满了仇恨。
Many of his friends died in the camp.
那么许多他的朋友呢，在那个俘虏营里头啊死了。
And so he had this the hate in his heart.
所以呢，他在他的心中有这个仇恨。
And that, but one day, that somehow the Japanese the military start to hand out the reading material to the prisoners.
那个不知道为什么呢？那日军呢，后来开始啊，把一些一些杂志、一些读的刊物呢，给这些俘虏们。
And they gave the prisoner Bible.
他们给这些俘虏呢圣经。
But because he was a lower rank in that camp, so they have to share. So everybody have a, you know, two weeks to read the Bible.
那么因为他在那个俘虏营中呢，是的官阶是比较低的。那时候呢，这个那本圣经呢是传的，每一个人只有这两个礼拜呢能够读这个圣经。
So 3 months later, he got his chance, so he started to read Bible.
所以在三个月之后呢，他才有这个机会来读这个圣经。
All of a sudden, he said everything makes sense in the Bible.
他突然的发觉呢，圣经里头所说的话呢都非常清楚了。
Messiah in the Old Testament is Lord Jesus.
那么在旧约里头的弥赛亚呢，就是主耶稣基督。
And Jesus came to die to love us.
那么主耶稣基督来，他为爱我们的缘故为我们死。
So he tried to memorize all these Bible verses.
他就开始呢，那个背诵，记得这些许多圣经上的经典。
And then one day, he was led back to the prison door.
那么有一天呢，他被带回到这个被俘虏的地方。
And the guard purposely before his feet was all inside the room and slammed the door on him.
那么他在来到那个房门的时候了，带到房门的时候，这个守门的这个卫兵呢，把那个门用力关起来呢，就那个关在他脸上。
So he was his foot was caught in between.
所以他的脚呢就在那个门中被夹住了。
And that the captor tried to push hard to close the door, and he tried to push back.
那么那个卫兵呢是试着用力把门关起来了，但是他尽力要把门要再把推开。
And he was so hateful.
那在那时候呢，他是充满了仇恨。
And finally, but at this time, suddenly the word of God he remembered come to him.
那么突然呢，在这个时候，他所记得圣经里的话呢，就领导了他。
And ask him to love.
那么要求他能够起来爱。
Let him to forgive.
让要求他里头来赦免。
So next day, he instead of give that look to the captor, he actually smiled at them and greet them.
那个所以第二天呢，他不但不恨他们，反而用这个用爱用一个用微笑来对待这些俘虏他的人。
And then the captor was so surprised.What's the matter with this man? And they look at it very suspiciously.
这些俘虏他的管他的人呢，这个就非常的惊奇，同时呢，对任何起了怀疑，到底这个人怎么了？
But he did it all every time, every day. So they began to see that, oh, this person really does not hold any bitterness toward them. So they treat them good as well.
那么当他们一天又一天，一次又一次都看到他这么做了，他发觉这个人呢，在那个实在是不一样，他里面呢，并对他们并没有怀有任何的那个仇恨和毒意，所以他们呢开始对他们也好起来了。
and the priest, the captor will give him extra food, something like that, to just you know, treat him nicely.
那关他的人呢，这就特别给他一些那个多的食物，特别对他好。
And at that time, during that time, God called him to be the missionary to Japan.
那在那个时候呢，神呼召他，向着日本人传道。
And he wanted to share the gospel of Christ to Japan.
他里头了盼望能够向日本人传福音。
He wanted them to know the Lord's forgiveness.
他要他们认识呢主耶稣基督他的赦免。
And you see this, he forgave them. He forgave Japanese. Japanese did not have time to repent first.
你看这件事情呢，他赦免了这些日本人。 在这日本人根本就还没有要悔改的时候
and then this the captain of the attack plan, this Japanese captain.
这时候呢，这个攻击珍珠港的这个队长呢，就看到了这个福音单张。
And she said, "Wow, this he want to find out more about this message of forgiveness."
所以他就想要更多的认识这个赦免的这个信息。
And he bought a Bible himself.
所以他就自己买了一本圣经。
And he read through until the chapter Luke.
他一直读到这个路加福音。
And he read that at the crucifixion that Lord Jesus cried out.
那么他读到主耶稣基督在被钉的时候，他低头呼喊。
He said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing."
他说，父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And all of a sudden, that this captain saw the grace of God.
这突然之间呢，这一个队长呢，他就看见了那个神的恩典。
He realized the sins that he committed.
他看见了他自己所犯的罪。
To a nation.
对一个国家。
And to individuals.
同时呢，对一些个人。
And he repented. He asked the forgiveness of the Lord.
他就悔改了，他要求主的赦免。
See, it all start because this free forgiveness.
你知道这，你看这件事情呢，都是从一个白白的恩典开始的。
And that is like a grace of God's salvation freely given to us.
就好像那个神的那个恩典，他实在是他的救恩呢，是白白的赐给我们的。So,
God in especially Paul, he said, "Let's bear one another."
所以保罗呢，他特别是让我们彼此这个饶恕。
And let's be kind to one another.
那么呢，那个彼此以恩慈相待。
To be tender-hearted.
让我们里面呢有柔软的心。
And forgive one another.
让我们那个彼此饶恕。
As God has forgiven us in Christ.
就好像神在耶稣基督里面饶恕我们一样。
For those of us who receive forgiveness in Christ from God.
所以我们这些从 神那里，从借着耶稣基督领受神恩典的人，
we must forgive freely.
我们呢，必须白白的饶恕。
If you go back to Romans 8:32, we'll be clearer what the forgiveness means.
如果我们再回到罗马书第八章32节的时候，我们就很清楚到底那个白白的那个恩典是什么。
He said, "God does not spare His own Son."
他说呢，神呢，舍了他的儿子
，and to be delivered for our sins.
那为我们的罪呢，被交付了。
And how shall He not, with Him, freely give all things to us?
那么他岂不要把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们？
See, freely give all things to us.
你看见呢，神是把万物呢白白的赐给我们。
It's based and the grace of Christ.
是呢，根据于主耶稣基督的恩典。
And those of us who already received this grace.
那我们这些已经领受他恩典的人。
We must forgive freely.
我们也必须要白白的赦免。
Without waiting for the other party to repent first.
我们不需要等待对方他先悔改了。
We should not condition our forgiveness on others.
我们呢，实在我们不能够，让我们的赦免呢，这宽恕呢，是根据于在别人先悔改的条件上。
Again, it's not denying the justice.
这我再要说，这我们并不是说我们就不顾了公义了。
It is God require us to forgive freely.
那实在是神他要求我们白白的赦免。
And from this, the grace of God will show, will become testimony of the Lord.
从这一点上呢，那么神的那个恩这个见证呢，就能够显出主的恩典。
So Christian life is not hard or easy.
所以基督徒的生活呢，不是困难或者是容易的事情。
It is impossible.
它实在是根本不可能的事情。
It takes grace of God.
它实在是需要神的恩典。
It takes the life of Christ in us.
它需要主耶稣的生命在我们里面。
So may this year we all learn this lesson of forgiveness.
盼望在这一年里头，我们一同来学习这个赦免的功课。
No one is perfect.
没有一个人他是完全的。
Stop looking at the others.
我们呢不要再来看其他人。
Looking at myself.
好好的看我们的自己。
If I sin against others.
如果我们得罪了别人。
I should have grace ask for forgiveness.
我们实在是里面需要有主的恩典来要求赦免。
To confess.
同时来认罪。
And but if others offend us.
但是如果别人他们得罪我的话。
They hurt us.
他们伤害了我们。
They harmed us.
他们使我们受伤了。
Then let us have this free grace, free forgiveness.
那我们来求主一个白白的这个恩典，让我们能够白白的赦免。
Or forgive them before they ask for forgiveness.
在他们还没有要求我们赦免之前，我们就宽恕人了。
And then God's grace will work among us, will become true witness of our Lord.
那么神的恩典呢，就在我们当中呢，就成为主耶稣基督那个美好的见证。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们一同低头一点祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
我们为你的话，我们感谢你。
May you impress upon us.Your holy word through the Holy Spirit.
愿你借着圣灵保惠师把你的圣言刻在我们心里。
Constantly lead us to Christ.
不断地引领我们到基督面前。
And open the ears to hear that small still voice.
让我们开我们的耳朵，让我们听见了微小的声音。
So our heart can turn to you.
好叫我们的心能够转向你。
And not turn against others.
而不是敌对别人。
And Father, we just ask this special grace at the beginning of this year.
父啊，在这个一年的开始的时候，我们真是恳求你赐给我们这个特殊的恩典。
With this truth of repentance, the forgiveness to God alone.
让这个饶恕的真理能够束我们的腰。
And so that we can embark this journey.
叫我们能够开始走这条路程。
As we wait for the return of our Lord Jesus.
同时我们等候我们的主再来。
May you bless your word and bless everyone here today.
愿你祝福你的话，也祝福每一位在座的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen.